Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And welcome here to Husker Aligned Post-Game Live. Megan, we got you on the show today, by the way. You're showing on the camera right there. You got a
producer Megan. There was Already Megan.
She made a rare cameo appearance.
You see her jump? You didn't want that rare cameo appearance.
Welcome to another edition of Husker Aligned Post-Game Live. Sean Callahan, Steve Sipple, Robin Washed, and we come here for post-game shows, big live breaking news stories, and we're going to break down the spring game because there were 60,000 people in Memorial Stadium, over 60,000 people for the red-white spring game. It was a beautiful weather day, but I mean, I think first and foremost, the story was what we saw at the quarterback position with Dylan Raiola.
It was interesting. I did not look. I'm like you guys. I knew he was good. That was a little better than I thought it would be. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's where I'd start the conversation. I knew he was good. I knew he was having a good spring. I didn't know he'd look that good. So you wrote 4 for 4 out of the gate. Mm-hmm. Right away, that had to help. Mm-hmm. Right. 4 for 4 out of the gate. I don't know if he was comfortable. He said that he choked up during the tunnel walk. Kind of blacked out for a moment. So there was a lot going on in his head, but he settled in nice, got that ball off to Thomas Fedoni mm-hmm. for, I think, a 15-yard gain. Mm-hmm. That probably helped, and there you go.
Yeah, when you black out and you throw a 15-yard first down on your very first pass, that's pretty good. Yeah. And he settled in quickly. That's what jumped out. I mean, obviously, the efficiency and the caliber of throws that he was making, but just the poise in the pocket. And granted, you got to – he's not getting hit. No, he knew he's not getting hit. Right. There was one long play. I think Rule said, I can't remember who it was to, but it was a completion where he probably should have been sacked. Like it would have been sacked, but they let him continue it. Mm. So like that's kind of the caveat with all this, you know, sure. Kind of a lot of times we fall into this trap in spring games where, you know, like a Breon Carnes or somebody lights it up.
That's a good one, Rob.
And all of a sudden you're like, wow, this guy, like he's going to push first, you know, but I think we knew that Dylan was really good just with his profile, and for him to just handle that first taste of that stage the way that he did, mm-hmm. that was the most impressive thing for me. He just seemed completely unfazed and looked like he was just born for that moment.
Yep.
Yeah. I thought it wasn't, I mean, it's easy to look at the Jalen Lloyd touchdown or the one to Bonner in the corner. I mean, those were beautiful throws, mm-hmm. but I thought the situational throws that he executed, you know, the 22-yard pass to Alex Bullock mm-hmm. in a window yeah. of three people. There were a lot of plays where he had to see and read a window, and he got the ball in there.
Yeah, he can do that.
I mean, we've seen a lot of those balls be picked off for Nebraska or just not executed. So that's how you win Big Ten games. You're not going to get a lot of big Jalen Lloyd 70-yard touchdowns in a Big Ten game. You have to move the ball down the field yes. in tight windows.
Yep.
And you have to react, think, throw, get it out. Mm-hmm. And he can see it. And most importantly, he's got the arm talent to get it through a window of Big Ten talented defenders.
Yeah. I mean, I'm, you know, guys, we've been doing this a long time. So you almost are apologetic for heaping praise on a kid after a spring game. But he does have a lot of attributes.
He's different.
There's just no way around. There's just no way around saying it. He's a big, strong kid with a very strong arm, mm-hmm. understands the game at a high level. He reads defense as well. He looks like he has some talent to work with. And we know that's important because we saw a pretty big, talented quarterback here named Adrian Martinez just get his career sort of waylaid by the fact Frost couldn't put enough talent around him. They have mm-hmm. some talent here now. which looks good. What did Sean in your column, you quoted Rule saying, it's not going to be the big things with Dylan. It'll be the little things, protecting the ball, knowing when to take three, you know, a field goal, when to throw the ball out of bounds. Seems to do a lot of that stuff pretty well too. Although Rule said he's gotten better as the spring went on.
Yeah. And I think you talk about past freshmen like Adrian Martinez. I think what's different about Dylan is Adrian didn't really have much of a spring his freshman year when he got here.
No, he didn't.
He was coming off shoulder surgery. And if you remember, his passes didn't have a lot of mustard on them. I mean,
he didn't throw it like Dylan, but hardly anybody age does.
There's never been, in Daniel Kalen as well, but there's never been guys like Kalen and Raiola that have come in right away, like with the arm ability and the mental side that those two kids have. I mean, Jebbia had the mental, but he didn't have the physical. He was like 165 pounds.
When it's funny when you start talking about guys like that. How much different Dylan is than Jebbia?
Early enrollees, Kurt Dukes.
Yeah.
Cody Spano.
No, not even close.
Kristen Jebbia.
Not even close.
Was O'Brien an early
enrollee? O'Brien. O'Brien was pretty good, but no, come on. I mean, those are good examples. I mean, we thought Jebbia was pretty good. Compare him to Dylan. I mean, Dylan's like Roman Gabriel compared to Jebbia. Yeah. So I'm going to quit now. But yeah, what we saw was, like I said, that's the best way I can say it. I knew he was good. I didn't expect it to look that good today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just it's the picture of it. I mean, obviously the throws he made were good, but he looked like he belonged at that level. And again, it's a spring game against a mismatched defense. And so again,
you gotta,
grain of salt. But man, it's hard not. I mean, when you hear everything that we knew about him go from the recruiting process, everything we'd heard about him through spring and offseason workouts and just the leadership component and that the mental fortitude to be able to step in and be the quarterback at a school like Nebraska, you know, with that profile attached to your name and those expectations set in front of you, whether you like it or not. Like, he just seems like a guy that's just ready. He's more than capable of handling that based off what we've seen thus far.
Yeah. And here's the thing. It wasn't like this all occurred in a vacuum today for us or for even fans. What were we writing last week, Sean, at this time? Ooh, Dylan had a big scrimmage last Saturday. Dylan threw a seed to Jalen Lloyd last Saturday in a scrimmage that went for a 79-yard touchdown.
I think what we saw today was really what happened the Saturday before, too.
Yeah, pretty representative, I bet.
And after the first half, when he threw for 239 yards, 16 of 21, the interception wasn't really even his fault either.
He took blame for it, though.
But it hit the receiver in the numbers.
Yeah, it was good to hear Dylan, though. You heard him in the postgame. Mm-hmm. He said, no, that's on me.
And that's the stuff I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's the most early enrollee true freshmen aren't handling that, like stepping up and doing that.
Well, look at both he and Kalen at the podium. Daniel Kalen goes up to the podium with a smile. He's not wide-eyed. We've seen quarterbacks here that were just horrible at that podium. Daniel Kalen just goes up there like he's talking to his graduating class. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there he is. Look at him. You can tell he's very comfortable. Dylan's very comfortable in a different sort of way.
Harburg, guys, had a nice game too.
Sean, what it comes down to is they're pretty good in that quarterback room with those three guys. It's pretty good, it looks like. I think especially the top two. I would say Dylan and Harburg are the top two. We thought that going in, and that's kind of what it looked like today.
And the elephant in the room is, like, can you keep Harburg? I mean, if it is Raiola, like, we probably think that's the direction it's heading. We're not saying they've said that yet because
they're
not going to. But, you know, Harburg, like, can they keep him? You know, how do they play this out? And Rule gave that tidbit that he had dinner with Eric Crouch that, you know, they waited. Like, Eric Crouch didn't know he was going to start games sometimes till Saturday morning.
Right. As a freshman, his freshman year. Yeah, so keep Harburg. I'm kind of a Pollyanna about stuff like that. Heinrich Harburg is from Kearney. He has roots in the program. I just can't believe, I just don't want to believe he would leave. I just don't want to believe it. Why? You're going to play. Rule said, how many times has Nebraska made it through an entire season with one quarterback?
Since Tommy Armstrong. He's the last one.
Yeah, last one. So they're going to need Heinrich.
Tommy Armstrong's like in his 30s now. I mean,
is he really?
I think he's 30.
So they're going to need him. It's really a, and I can't believe he, maybe he'd even look at it like we're looking at it. It's a good room. We got a good room. We need a good room. You don't need, you can't say we have a good quarterback. You got to say we have a good room. And I think they have a good room.
Did you notice, though, that it seemed like Harburg had a bit of a chip on his shoulder today?
Did you think so?
I think so. Just with the way he was answering questions, like, you know, he said all the right things, but like he wasn't out there. You know, people want to talk about the young quarterbacks. He's like, yeah, I thought, you know, we all did good. You know, like it was kind of one of those deals that just maybe his body language.
No, I agree. I mean, he wasn't up there like kind of like, chatty.
Yeah,
I mean,
like the ho-hum, oh, shucks, I'm just happy to be here type thing. He almost looked like a guy that was like, it's real now. And so like, what do you read into that? I don't know. But I think that he's probably not just going to hand it over, you know, pass the baton to Dylan right after that spring game.
Well, humanize it. I mean, it's not that hard to do. Put yourself in his shoes. He hears everybody talk about Dylan. And now Dylan goes out there and does what he does. Dylan gets that big cheer before the game when he walks in. I mean, Heinrich hears all that. Heinrich played last year. He put his life on the line, basically. Fought, you know what I'm talking about?
The Purdue game, he literally got killed.
Yeah, he put his life on the line.
I mean, those edge guys for Purdue.
Yeah. I thought they were going to take a limb back to West Lafayette with him. I mean, if Heinrich does feel that way, I understand. You want him to be a competitor, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a competitor. He doesn't want to hear, oh yeah, we already have the starter. I wouldn't want to hear that either.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy Priceline.
All right. If you're just joining us, thank you for joining us here in Husker Online postgame live. We'll be on here till about 5:30 or so, taking your questions, and the super chats are stacking up. So we'll start getting to some super chats here briefly. But before we move on the show, Husker Online postgame live brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Nothing says summer like the taste of juicy, tender burgers grilled to perfection, and nobody does it better like Omaha Steaks. Right now, you can taste burger perfection for yourself with the Burger Perfection Flight. This exclusive package includes 20 of their mouth-watering steak burgers, 4 of their each pure ground beef filet mignon burgers, the New York strip burgers, the ribeye burgers, the brisket burgers, and sirloin burgers. You'll get all of this deliciousness for just $79.99. That's 20 beef juicy steak burgers for $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and order today. These are the kinds of burgers that can only come from Omaha Steaks. From the mild and tender filet mignon burger to the rich and buttery ribeye burger, every bite is backed with their 100%, as Steve Sipple would say, unconditional guarantee. Go to omahasteaks.com to shop for Burger Perfection Flight today. That's omahasteaks.com and order the Burger Perfection Flight for $79.99. And you're going to want to hurry as supplies are limited. That's omahasteaks.com. Now, before we get into Super Chats, I do want to talk about the defense, guys, because there wasn't a lot you could draw about the defense. I mean, I would say the most significant thing with the defense, unfortunately, was an injury to Blyhill.
Yes.
A potential starting corner went down with a severe injury. Now, we don't know how severe. Mm-hmm. Demetrius Bell, though, sounds like it's worse than Blyhill. Both went down with knee injuries.
Atella.
That was a tough deal.
Second quarter. I think mm-hmm.
They were within six plays
in the second quarter. Mm-hmm. I didn't even really get a chance to watch Blyhill much, mm-hmm. and I wanted to. Number 23, it looked like he was going to start opposite Tommy Hill.
That's Demetrius Bell right there.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, gosh, you hear those guys talk about – those guys, those coaches, those players talk about Demetrius Bell. He was going to be a factor. Mm-hmm. He was going to be a factor. I'm not saying he's going to start, but he would have been in the top 6 or 7 guys. He was going to catch a lot. He was going to catch passes this year. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. That picture's hard to look at. I mean, I feel for those kids. It's kind of part of the game. They know what they're signing up for, but it never's easy.
Yeah, with so yeah, you said Sean Bells was very significant
according to rule,
and according to rule, and Hills was what he's call it semi-significant or something like that. So hopefully they get some good news on that when they get the MRIs later on. But really a devastating blow there, because you look at that second cornerback spot. That was one of the biggest questions on the defense going into the spring. And it looked like coming into this game, we had a pretty clear answer of what that situation was going to look like. Now it might be up for grabs again.
Rob, that's a really practical point. I mean, they got to find something there now. I mean, they're not, it is not that corner position. I mean, they were very strong last year. I just wonder if they can be as strong this year. Boy, they like Tommy Hill, though. Rule and Tommy Hill have become close. I mean,
and he was literally close to probably leaving the program.
Yeah.
I mean, it went like south. I mean,
something was wrong.
I'll never forget, and I've talked about this story before. Travis Fisher, the former NFL player and defensive backs coach at Nebraska, said that Tommy Hill is good enough here that they could put his name in the rafters or on the stadium.
Yeah,
and stadium, but that was Fisher didn't talk like that very often.
No, he didn't. He loved Tommy
Hill. And so that should tell you how talented he is.
Yeah,
but you know, he had a bad game against Oklahoma. And then they moved him to wide receiver.
He got, I mean, Malcolm Hartsog took his spot. Mm-hmm. Malcolm Hartsog beat him out mid-season. Remember Rutgers last year? How the hell was it 2 years ago or last year? When we went to Rutgers.
2 years ago.
2 years ago, we're at Rutgers. Yeah, 2 years ago, we're at Rutgers. And we looked down and Tommy Hill's warming up with the receivers. Yeah,
he's running routes.
He's running routes with the receivers. Hartsog beat him out. And they moved him to receiver. Mm-hmm. Now, fast forward, Tommy Hill is one of the absolute leaders of the team.
How about the story of Rule saying that Tommy wasn't supposed to play? Like, he was supposed to be with, like, Nash and Ty and those guys. But he snuck in and played the entire first defensive series. Luckily, he didn't get hurt. Wouldn't have gone over as well.
So, Nash Hutmacher, Ty Robinson, Isaac Gifford, they didn't play. Marquise Buford didn't play.
Scott Benhart.
Jamal Banks, did he play one series?
Yeah, he played a little bit. He didn't do anything.
Yeah.
But they kind of kept some of those guys back. And I joked to Rule, I said rest. I go, I better not say rest.
Yeah, don't say rest.
And he laughed because he jumped me for saying rest, though, because that's not what he's trying to do. He's just trying to see more guys play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and those guys have kind of earned it. He put that number out there. If you have 1,000 reps, cumulative reps, then, you know. So you did not get much of an idea about the defense.
And that's why it was hard to evaluate when like your best players, like Gifford hardly played at all either. Like, so they even on top of the guys that sat out, there were also a bunch of top line guys that hardly even played a series or two. So, and there's a reason Rule said he wanted this to be referred to more as the red white shootout than a spring game. Cause it's an offensive showcase. They wanted to show the quarterbacks. They wanted to show the skill guys and the weapons they have in that receiver core. And they want to just put on a show for the fans. So to sit there, and I know you went into it, said, I'm not going to overanalyze the offensive line play or the running game. They do the same thing with defense. Yeah. Like the defense was probably just I don't even know how much they blitzed. Mm-hmm. It was just a shell defense. Let the offense go do their thing and take this practice for what it is.
Yeah, and I think they move guys around too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like you see the 11.
But Jaden Doss playing both ways.
I don't know what to make of
Jaden that. Jaden Doss played some corners.
That kind of came out of nowhere.
Rob, I don't know what to make of that. I don't know if that's them saying to Jaden Doss, we've recruited over you.
They're trying to find a spot for him. Well, basically what he said.
I mean, the old saying in receivers, you play about six. Would you have him in your top six right now?
No, I wouldn't.
I mean, guys, Jalen Lloyd.
Whew. What the hell, Sean? I mean, you know what? Well, okay.
That story we were talking off air, when that, Matt Sean? Rule like and Evan Cooper took him, you know, I know a lot of people. I grew up in Omaha, so I talked to a lot of people in the football world, and a lot of people are like, man, that this is kind of a stretch by the Rule. It's kind of a new coach
in the football community.
In the football community. This is kind of a new coach just trying to, you know, make inroads and create goodwill in Omaha. And not only did they not see that, he played as a freshman. He had as many 50-yard touchdown plays as Marvin Harrison Jr. did as a freshman.
Yeah, he caught all those long balls. They had six catches, but 500 yards.
They're really into those track numbers, as you know, of athletes they recruit.
But he's not just a speedster.
No, but the triple jumping.
Yeah.
And when you triple jump, you know, you make a lot of movement and keep your balance. And they've been able to translate that over to football. And, you know, he's a 50-foot triple jumper.
And he's got good hands.
Mm-hmm.
Catches the ball.
Now he's running routes. Right. I mean, he's not just a go route.
Right.
Speedster.
That's what I was getting at. He's not just a blazer. He knows what he's doing.
He's a guy now.
Yeah. So they have, I mean, you think about it, Banks and Nayora. Nayora, to me, looks excellent.
That crossing route picture looked real nice. Oof.
I mean, that they hit it big on transfer receivers again, it looks like.
And incoming guys.
This place has gotten good with transfer receivers. Samari Toure, Palmer.
Billy Kemp led them in receiving
Billy
last
Kemp
year.
Billy Kemp. And that, yeah. And now these two guys, these are hits. I mean, these guys are going to make a lot of plays. Isaiah Nayor and Jamal Banks. And then you add Ja'Cory Barney to it. Mm-hmm. So to answer your question, you have Banks, number one. Nayor's probably number two. Lloyd's probably number three. And Barney's probably number four.
And Malachi has hardly even played this spring.
Yeah, Malachi's going to be in there. Bonner's in there. I mean, Demetrius Bell was going to be in.
Doss is kind of in a tough position right now.
He's a good player, too. That's the thing. He's good.
And he had his window last year to get in there. And, hey, Alex Bullock's going to play.
That's right.
I mean, he's reliable. Like, they'll put him out. He's going to have a role.
Yeah, I mean, we named six or seven right there. I mean, you know the guys. Are we missing? Do we miss
anything? Isaiah Garcia-Castaneda.
Did he play? Oh, he's out.
He's been out.
Yeah.
There, but I mean, that's one of your most veteran guys.
But
in
it's
that
hard
room.
To squeeze him in right
I know.
Now.
It is. I mean, because we didn't expect Barney. We didn't see this coming going into spring. We did not see this.
Not
with
to this
Corey
extent.
Barney, no. Not, I mean, not to the extent that you could start him almost. I mean, I just don't know. You don't want to get into the start.
Your Banks, Nayor, Lloyd. That's your three, right?
Yeah. And,
today.
Yeah. And you never know how they're going to line up at times and what play, in what configuration. But. But
an XZ slot look.
Yeah.
You're going those three.
Yeah. I am.
All right. I'm going to get in the super chats. Before we get into the super chats,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Huskerland Headlines brought to you by Bauer Underground. Bauer Underground is helping Nebraska's infrastructure future, and it's looking for new members to join the team with open positions for laborers, equipment operators, aerial linemen, and foremen. Bauer Underground is searching for the best in construction. Visit BauerUnderground.com to learn more about career opportunities and industry-leading benefits, including competitive pay, employer-paid health insurance, dental, disability, vision, and life insurance, 401k match, new top-of-the-line equipment, and a clothing allowance. No experience in underground utility construction, no problem. Bauer will train the right people in the field to give you the hands-on experience that you need to build a long and rewarding career. Want to learn more? Visit Bauer Underground on Facebook to view testimonials from current Bauer teammates. Hear about their experiences, the company culture, and the importance of their work. Bauer Underground is family-owned with crews and work sites across Nebraska. So wherever you live, Bauer has an opportunity for you. For more information, like Bauer Underground on Facebook or visit BauerUnderground.com. Come start your new career today. Thanks again to Bauer Underground for sponsoring us here on Husker Line Post Game Live. Okay, super chats are stacking up. We got eight in the can. So let's get into one of our favorites. Paul Jake Jacobson, Husker Tapes, one of the historians of Nebraska football. And he's got a question. Have you heard any news about Nebraska moving to the west sideline? Would there be a need to have a fence relocation? I loved Robin's show and the other two guys talking too.
You hear that?
Husker Online Postgame Live with Robin Washit.
What is it? Yes, we've had that. I mean, rules made that.
Yeah,
he's put that out there that they could move to the west sideline.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, though, the depth of the west sideline is not much. Like, it's a significant amount of more space when you talk about depth on the east sideline, and that's what you're dealing with, and that's what Husker Tapes really is trying to point out.
With the fence line.
for Nebraska, they don't want to give up that extra space. And, you know, I've talked to high school coaches that have coached in Memorial Stadium for the championship games, and they said it's a significant difference to be on the West versus the East because of the depth and the space. So they'd have to almost reshape the field and,
well, just restripe it, right?
And move the fences.
I wonder how hard that is.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Doesn't see. Doesn't. I mean, it might be kind of tricky.
I mean, the turf. Could you do it while turf is? Would you have to do it when you switch turf out?
That's a good question. That's a really good question.
But I know it's something that Rule like actively is pushing for, yeah. Like, because it makes total sense. Like the on-field temperature difference in those games in September, Nebraska's sitting out there and 120 degrees turf temperature where their opponent is in like 68.
Oh God.
Like the Michigan game was in the like 95 degree range.
Yeah. I mean, it's a real thing that Nebraska is like putting itself at a disadvantage at home in those types of games.
Yeah.
11 AM games are hot.
Yeah. Then there's this whole discussion about if Rule had his druthers, I think he'd want grass like by July. I mean,
today was a good reason why.
Yeah.
Two knee injuries.
Yeah. He has cited science as, you know, that grass is safer for safer in preventing the type of injuries we saw today. I think, I mean, I didn't see the injuries occur, but I think that's what we're talking about. I will tell you this, grass at Memorial Stadium sounds beautiful to me.
Be cool.
I mean, what a beautiful.
There's a site. Huge cost though.
Yeah. Wow. Are we hurting for money over here at Nebraska?
No. And then the maintenance of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to create a full time. I mean, and I'm sure the college.
I'd sign up for that job. Might be my retirement job.
They have a turf management program here that's one of the best in the country.
Yep. Turf management. I don't know. We'll see about that. But
there'd
be
a line of people that would apply for that job if it ever opened.
I hope we answered Paul's question. I think we did.
But yeah, the turf, the grass, though, you couldn't, in my opinion, it'd be hard to play 6 high school state championship finals on grass.
Good point.
And then play a Nebraska game possibly a day or two later.
Yeah, you'd have to do something.
So it would affect the high school finals. Mm-hmm. Could you have commencement in the spring on the grass? Could you have, now, I mean, Arrowhead Stadium has concerts, so you'd have to put stuff over it, but what kind of damage would a Garth Brooks concert do to the grass?
Point. Yeah.
So there's other things that you have to think through.
Absolutely.
Could you scrimmage and use the grass, or would it be like sacred where you have to be off it?
Those are really good points. Like, could you do another volleyball day in Nebraska, you know, with a grass field? I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot more to it than just 7 football games.
Right.
All right, Dale H. comes into 2 super chats, but one of them is a question. Is it just me or are special teams going to be an issue again?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Inconsistent punting and kicking. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, Dale. I'm not going to get too worked up, but it was, I mean, Albano missed those first 2 kicks pretty badly.
Mm-hmm. Next to the injuries, that was probably the biggest downer. Am I wrong? No, that'd be it.
No.
He missed a 32-yarder, I think a 32-yarder and a 43-yarder.
Mm-hmm.
No, not much pressure. I mean, I'm sure wind's a factor because it's always a factor. It's hardly ever not a factor here. But yeah, that's just a head scratcher.
Well, right? Especially just the after the inconsistency last year. And he seemed to finally settle in a little bit towards the end of the year.
Oh, he did.
After a really erratic start.
Yeah, he did.
But then to follow it up with that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Yes,
concerning
to the person who asked the question. Yeah, that's a concern. I mean, it's a concern because Buscini was inconsistent last year too. So I don't want to say he's an unknown quantity, but he's coming off of a year that was disappointing.
He only punted once, and he hit it 46 yards on a fair catch. So like, I'm not worried about the other. The shank one was
Jacob Hole.
Yes, thank you, Jacob Hole, 31 yarder. Not a good punt.
Is it just me though, or like Buscini, like he almost peaked out in Dublin? Like we haven't really seen that kind of game from him ever again.
He was spotty last.
Like when we went in Ireland to watch him punt in Aviva Stadium against Northwestern, you're like, God, they have another, you know, all American level punter here. And we just haven't seen. And as you know, with games like golf and what it's mental, I think sometimes he gets in these mental funks or his steps are sped up, but we know they didn't have a long snapper problem because they had a great long snapper last year.
So, and they have a new long snapper. So Camden Wataki.
So here's the other part of it. Like, I didn't see close enough replays in the press box. Mm-hmm. Like, were the snap and hold good on Alvano's field goals?
Have to watch that.
That's what I don't know.
Right.
So I feel like an incomplete evaluation. Right. You're not trying to put it all on Tristan. What if it was a low snap? I don't know.
Yeah, what if it was? But they're good kickers. We'll find a way to get that done. I mean, I don't. Yeah. But we should be very mindful that there's a new long snapper too. Mm-hmm. And watch that situation closely.
All right. Let's take it into our next super chat. And our boy, Mr. Barbecue, Margaritas, Jay Swizzlesticks.
Oh, there he is. Thank you.
The boys, we are so back. Top 10 defense. Raiola leading the offense, speed on the edges. Let's effing go. Sip should be 5 margaritas deep.
It's 5 o'clock.
Robert and I are like sipping our first beer, by the way.
Yeah, we're tapping into the Rockies. It's silver bullets.
It's 5 p.m. And I still got to write. I still got a column to write for the morning edition. So, no, I'm not doing the marks. But, yeah, hey, we'll be a top 10 defense. They were 11th in the country last year in total yards allowed per game. They were 7th nationally last year in average yards per play. So they were a top 10 defense in that regard. They should be good. The corner thing, though, I mean, you got to watch that now. Mm-hmm. I like the way it looked today. I'm not going to lie. The first half, I'm watching it going, you know what? They're pretty good. They're going to be better. Now, they should be better. But it looks like a better all-around team to me. It looks closer to me to what it should look like in terms of overall picture, overall athleticism, overall size and speed. It's closer now.
Mm-hmm. But there's still so many unknowns right now. Like, how are these quarterbacks going to respond when they're getting smacked in the mouth, you know, by an actual
when
defense?
They throw a couple picks in an autumn game?
Like, we just don't know that, and we won't know that.
They have the schedule, though. Like, they have a schedule that their first 7 games, it's going to allow them some opportunity.
In theory.
They don't play one team in their first 7 games that recruits higher ranked classes than them.
Let's not do this, though. Let's not say
we're not going to get, you're not going to go 7. I'm saying they're going 7-0. But when you get your first 4 Big Ten games and it's Illinois, Indiana, Rutgers, Purdue, it's a pretty good draw. It's
not playing good draw. 2 straight Power 5 road games, is what you're
and
saying.
And you open with a game where you can get your sea legs.
Yep.
Like, you hope what you want is UTEP just to be a great opening start to the season. They have not won an opener since 2019.
Jeez. That hurts to hear.
Mm-hmm.
2019 was
that South Alabama. Alabama. Okay. The game where Juergens like had all the snaps flying back and
Wasn't that game close, too?
Yeah, it was close. It was a 38-point spread, and Nebraska kind of had to pull away in the fourth quarter.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, Sean, you're right. The schedule, it is very – I'll just call it very manageable. Very manageable.
I mean, there's opportunity there, but we know Ohio State is going to be a bear. UCLA, though, is a great game on the schedule. Mm-hmm. Coming into Lincoln at USC, who knows what they're going to look like. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin, we don't even know what they're going to be. Iowa should be tough. We know that, but – those first 7, there's opportunity to build this team.
But my point is, Nebraska is hardly a known commodity in their right either. Like, that quarterback play looked really good in a controlled scrimmage against a mixed match defense without good quarterbacks getting hit. You know, it's still just to me to be determined until they're actually facing live bullets. And then that running game, too. Like, that running back picture. I mean, Dowdell had a nice day, but really wasn't much to take away in that regard from today.
I don't know.
And even really this spring, just because of the lack of availability from their top guys.
I'll tell you guys what I've talked to a guy this morning. Yeah, I hate it when we do this, but talk to a guy who watches practice deal. And he says Emma Johnson's by far their best back.
He looked pretty good today.
Yeah. He did. Now, would Gabe Irvin be given that role? I don't know. I think Emmett Johnson has taken advantage of this situation very well. He had a good spring. He was their best back this spring. He does look good running the ball now. He looks bigger and stronger. He's decisive running the ball. He's a tough kid. Dowdell, Rule said Dowdell showed today something he hadn't seen all spring, which was that 49-yard the touchdown burst. Run. He had so he did show some burst, not crazy burst. I mean, it wasn't
Lawrence
Phillips, but he did
turn the corner and separate.
Yeah, he did. And Dowdell, I'll tell you something now. Dowdell is a tough runner. He's tough. He gets to the line, doesn't pitter patter, and explodes, accelerates into contact. So does Emmett. Mm-hmm. So they might be okay if Emmett Johnson, Dowdell, Ramirez, a kind of change of pace, and where's Gabe Irvin fit? I don't know. But those four, I think you feel pretty good about. I just wish they had an all Big Ten back.
Yeah, when,
I don't see
when
that.
You have Amir Abdullah or Rex Burkhead, yeah. Life's a lot easier. Oh, by the way, you have Rex Burkhead, and then Amir Abdullah comes off the bench. Think about that.
I do think about it. It was incredible. It was incredible.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, before we move into the Super Chats, thanks for joining us on Husker Online Headlines. Husker Online Headlines brought to you by one of our newer sponsors here, Mando. It was hot. It was sweaty out. You kind of get a little body odor, a little smell.
I don't know. I didn't. Well,
you weren't on the sidelines. You stayed in the press box.
I smell fun.
How do you get out of this jam?
How do you?
Get some Mando.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
They have a lot of great products. All sorts of body odors, deodorants. They've got it all, and they've sent us some of their product. That's outstanding stuff, and we want you to take advantage of what Mando has to offer. They have the Mando Starter Pack, and it's got everything you're going to need, and we've got a discount code for you on that for our first-time users and orders of Mando. We're going to give new customers $5 off the Starter Pack with an exclusive code. That equates to 40% off the starter pack. Just use promo code Husker at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com. That's promo code Husker. And they're going to give you a deodorant stick, some cream tube deodorant, and two more free products of your choice, plus free shipping by simply using promo code Husker at shopmando.com. Thanks again to Mando for sponsoring us here on the Husker Online Show. Okay, let's see. We've got Jacob Weddle in the Super Chats. Have you guys ever seen a true freshman perform that well in a spring game? In the words of Sipple, hello. Give him one.
Hello. I don't know. Let's not overthink this. We have not seen a freshman play like that.
Well, how many true freshmen have even played in
that
spring game?
Right.
So that limits it. So no.
I'm glad Rob said what he said, which was, Mick, you're playing against a mix and match defense that's probably pretty vanilla.
Wondell is one of the only freshmen I've seen.
That's such freshman QB.
QB. But like as a player that came in as a high school guy, he's one of the only ones I can recall. That looked the part right away.
Oh, I'll never forget. I'll never forget as long as I live. It wasn't a memorable game, but I remember vividly against Illinois on the road when he was a true freshman and they had him playing running back, and he was signaling to the sideline, "Get me the ball." I was like, "Okay, that's a dude."
And him and Frost butted heads.
He proved to be a dude, and I saw it that night when he was a rookie, pointing at him, "Get me the ball." It was an amazing. I just thought, oh God, they got one. They got one.
That's the last great freshman I can remember. Yeah. True freshman.
Was Jamal Turner a true freshman when he had that big spring game? He was like running back punts.
Yes.
Was he?
Yes.
He looked like DeSean Jackson.
He did. He did a flip into the end zone.
Yeah, that was awesome.
They had something there. But no, at quarterback.
The Mornay.
Yeah. Go to quarterback. See, the thing about Dylan is we didn't really mention this, but he's been groomed to do this. You know, he is. So he seems a little older than he is because he's been readying himself for this for a long time. Let's face it. He also has the physical stature that you almost forget that he's as young as he is because he's 6'3", 220.
So big. Yeah.
Yeah. And he, by the way, he did do a good job of getting his weight right. He was a little heavy and he made it a point to get right. And that's good to see.
You know where he liked on his cheat day, because I ran into Dominic. They like to go to this new Hawaiian barbecue place that opened by where Robert and I live. And that's Dylan's go-to cheat day.
Southside?
It's on Pine Lake.
Yeah.
Haven't been yet. Heard it's the real deal, though.
Greg went. Or no, I haven't.
That's shocking to me.
I just found out about it.
Yeah.
And Greg, our video producer, went. And,
oh, did he? Greg did.
He crushed it. Robert and I, though, might have a day date there one of these days.
Day date?
Just let me know.
Oh, you and Robin have a day date?
Yeah.
What makes Hawaiian barbecue? Like just the sauce?
I don't know.
Simple. You had Hawaiian barbecue.
Wow. What makes
it? We were watching Dylan Raiola in the Honolulu in the Polynesian Bowl, but I think it's just, it's the seasoning and the sauce and the flavor.
Okay. Well, anyway, Dylan. So he looks great. I mean, he looks great from a physical standpoint. Yeah. I mean, we haven't seen anything like that. It's exciting. It's okay. I mean, I feel like we have to apologize before we say it's exciting, but it was exciting. It made the day very interesting to me when he came out and completed his first four, and you're like, okay. And then just proceeded to look really, I don't know, Robbie, there was one time he overthrew a guy and you said, that's the first throw he's kind of missed. Mm-hmm. And that was in the third quarter.
And it was a tough throw. He just sailed it a little bit.
Yeah. It's not like he missed stuff bad. He didn't throw balls where you go, ooh, don't do that one. Mm-hmm. He didn't make any really bad decisions with the ball. And then he made the big
play. When your misses are good misses, that's a good sign.
Yeah, exactly.
And he started hot. And to me, it wasn't a manufactured hot start either. You know, like where you do a bunch of check downs or whatever, like kind of design it with a script to set a guy up. Like he was making good throws, finding the open receiver, buying time in the pocket, like making just real football plays.
One thing we should add, because we didn't talk about it, we talked about the receivers, but Thomas Fedoni almost looks to me like he's all the way back. Mm-hmm. That's exciting. That's an exciting picture. You see him at the podium, and that is, and then Rule says, and then Rule say that teams are
tampering,
just totally actively going after, actively, other teams actively going after Fedoni.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's because of Carter Nelson coming here? Like they're trying to use that as maybe fuel?
Maybe, or maybe it's just because he's weighs 260 and runs a 4.5.
With like a 38-inch vert.
Yeah, he's a freak. I mean, look at his hands at the podium. I mean, he's Fedoni's a handful. Then you're gonna add Carter Nelson to all this.
Fedoni is such a Husker fan, though. He said today that for 10 straight years he dressed up as a Husker football player for Halloween.
He used to fight kids in the parking lot about who was better, Nebraska or Iowa.
Look at him. You're gonna have Carter Nelson added to this. You give him a crash course in June. Carter Nelson, get him ready. Crash course time.
Carter Nelson, this track season is having one for the ages.
Oh, you saw him in Hawaii, Rob. I'm telling you, you know me. I don't get too wound up. Freakazoid. I mean, he's
top 20 in the nation in discus right now.
Yeah, he's speed. He's got speed,
and he's leading Class C in pole vault. He's leading Class C in long jump. He's second in the 200. He's hardly attempted the high jump, where he holds a state record.
I thought in Hawaii at that All-Star game, he might have been the best-looking player on the field. I mean, wow.
And think about when you go to an All-Star game, it's alpha galore everywhere. Yeah. And so if you're not used to that, which I wouldn't think in Ainsworth, Nebraska, it doesn't look like that every day for him as far as the practice setting. You're a little intimidated. He wasn't.
No, not intimidated.
And Mike Zimmer brought that up.
No, Zimmer said, and we saw it once, he caught a ball in the end zone in practice, and a guy kind of made a cheap hit, got into his chest, and Carter went and barked at him. And I was like, okay, that's good. That's a good sign. And that's what Zimmer referred to. He got into a guy. Cheap shot at him.
Jacob Weddle comes into the Super Chat. The wide receiver room looks pretty deep. A lot of guys made big plays.
It's deep. It's not crazy deep, but they have enough.
It's upgraded big time.
Yeah, they have enough.
There you go.
Yeah, we won't even talk about, hey, guys, we don't even talk about a guy like Davon Hall. Mm-hmm. Michael Sevier, who knows football about as well as any media member you'll ever find anywhere.
Anywhere.
He says Quinn Clark is a guy to look at when he gets here. Quinn Clark. We didn't talk about Isaiah McMorris. Keelan Smith. I'm glad we saw that. Keelan Smith, Rule mentioned this. Keelan Smith came on late and made two catches that really got my attention. One, the second one, especially along the sideline. where it was a tough ball. I mean, let's put it this way. It was a Division One catch. That's what I'd say. There's just not a lot of guys that are outside Division One would have made that catch. So yeah, I guess they do. And they're talking about Jadon Doss playing corner.
Mm-hmm.
That's shocking to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is all you need to say about the depth. We just literally named every scholarship player on the roster right now, both here and then we'll have in the fall. And you can make a case for almost all of them as someone that could potentially be a factor. That's a good problem to have.
Yeah, I probably downplayed their depth a little bit better than I thought.
It's deep.
It's pretty deep. It's when you got Malachi and you're not even talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Malachi's got to figure in somewhere when he gets healthy.
Oh, yeah, he'll be. I mean, they've got a good problem to have, though, right now.
Pretty good. You got that damn portal. I mean, some kids are going to look at this and, you know. But I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, it's just part of the business now.
Yeah, it is.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
All right, before we get into the home stretch of the show, if you're not a member of HuskerOnline.com, make sure you check us out. We've got a great promo, and you can get caught up. Steve Sipple will post his morning column on Sunday, post-game, spring game thoughts. We got a great deal. Promo code NU1 is going to get you 2 months of access of Husker Online for $1. That's 2 months for $1 with promo code NU1. That's the best deal you're going to get. We only offer it to our YouTube and our podcast listeners. So take advantage of the NU1 promo offer at Husker Online, 2 months for $1. But let's get into the last round of Super Chats here as we finish off the post-game live spring game show. And by the way, we've peaked out at over 1,000 live viewers. So pretty good turnout for a post-spring game show.
God, thanks, everybody.
Is that good?
Babe in the Woods?
No, thank you. That's a good number.
That's really.
I mean, there's some schools that may not draw 1,000 fans to the spring game show. We've got 1,030 watching our post game live show.
Listen to Sean talk about Hawaiian barbecue.
I haven't been yet, though. I haven't been.
That's an upset that he hasn't been there.
I know.
You better get over.
Greg went. He dominated it, but
you're gonna dominate it too.
All right, USMC Soli comes in with a big hello super chat of 1999.
Thank you, hello.
Who is number 33 at running back? Maurice Mazzucca, the younger brother of Micah Mazzucca, who, by the way, played in the game, looked pretty good.
Looked good.
Is he younger or older?
Younger.
I thought he's a senior.
Hold on.
Micah is a senior.
Hold on.
Okay.
I got it.
I thought Maurice is younger.
Come on, let's do this.
I have
a roster right
here.
He's
a senior.
They're both seniors?
Yeah, they're both seniors. Maurice and Mike are.
Oh, so are they twins?
In his bio, it just says Maurice's brother. not older or younger.
I mean, they don't look like twins. One's 6'2 and 300.
Well, then Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito look like twins in that movie?
The other guy's 5'8, 175.
I don't know if you don't. Maybe you know something about twins that
I'm,
I don't.
I'm a twin. Little known. You know I'm a twin.
Yeah.
I'm a twin sister, though.
Right. At any rate, yeah, that's 33 is pretty good.
Yeah,
he adds.
Talk about a guy who's taking advantage of the situation with the running back injuries and just lack of numbers there. He's gotten a ton of reps and has made the most of it.
Rule likes him in short yardage. Mm-hmm. You saw him in short yardage today. And that picture does look pretty good. He's a tough little bowling ball runner, and I think he's got some decent speed.
All right, Ron the Don. They put up a graphic that said Dylan hit 13 different receivers in his first 15 passes. That was on BTN, I'd imagine.
Jeez.
Mind-blowing. Also, shout out to Alex Bullock for the tough catches. And we talked about that. Look, we're going to talk about the Naor play or the touchdown to Lloyd or the one to Bonner. But the situational throws that he hit over the middle, Alex Bullock caught one. We saw a few of those where he threw the ball in a window where the receiver is going to get hit. To me, those were as impressive as any throws he made because that's how you win in the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's John, that's veteran savvy pointing that out. That graphic, 13 receivers in his first 15 throws. Now, I'll tell you, it goes along with what I said earlier. That's been happening this spring. last week during that scrimmage, it was the same type of thing. One of the guys I talked to watched the scrimmage said Dylan completed passes to about 12 different guys. So that's the stuff we saw today. I'm kind of heartened by, because it's a lot of what we had heard, what we had put on the message board. It's stuff that jibed with what we had heard, which was good.
And with the Bullock comment, yeah, he made some real nice catches in traffic and shows that he's very much going to be in the equation this year. But what I also like about him is he's kind of like a one of the examples of how good they are with their perimeter blocking. And yeah. I think just I mean, he was one of their best blockers last year, is why he's got on the field. Mm-hmm. But then you pair him with the added size that they've had with the new additions, and then with Bonner playing more. You saw that with just some of the tunnel screens, the bubble screens that they did. Suddenly that perimeter is getting locked down, and those plays are actually going somewhere where they were getting blown up.
Today, by the way, at all.
A little bit late.
Yeah.
A little bit late. Number 40, I think, ran the ball one time.
There you go.
Number 40. Now, here's the deal. You're 100% right. On those perimeter passes, when you throw the Fedoni out there and put Bonner ahead of
Nayor.
Malachi Coleman's a blocker too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
He's one of their best blockers.
Yeah. Rule's right. That looks different now.
It just opens up so much more of your offense when you can execute those plays and they're actually functioning.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be.
When's the last time Nebraska could run that play?
Not all that effectively, consistently.
Yeah.
But if you can get just six off that on first down, five
it's an extension
of
your running game.
Yeah.
Mike Remarkowski in our chats here. He has a new enunciation for SIP now. You for Jaden Doss, you had Jadon Doss.
I don't know where that came from.
Jadon Doss.
Or Jaden Doss.
He's like, I just love Sipple's enunciations.
Jadon. God. But anyway, yeah. I'll tell you something. I can't emphasize enough Fedoni too. I mean,
you were big.
Oh, fuck.
And you're Fedoni. A big fan of Council Bluffs.
Yeah, I am. I am. I practically live there. And Fedoni, I think is going to have a big year. I think we're looking at a big year. I mean, he had 25 catches last year, 4 touchdowns. They're going to spread the ball around. So it may not look crazy from a statistical standpoint, but I wouldn't be surprised if he gets 40 catches.
Things might open up more for him though, because last year people knew Harburg was looking for him.
He was the only guy who was looking at him.
Yeah. Fedoni's a bear. I mean, he's a bear. That's a 260 pounds at what, 6'6", 6'5"?
Now he's had almost a full year of actually being healthy.
Yeah.
To where instead of trying to rehab injuries, he's getting stronger and faster and working on
just
his game.
Look at him. I mean,
a lot to be said for that.
Yeah.
All right. Ruler comes in with a super chat. I couldn't be more excited for the season.
Good.
QB play lost us 6 games last year. I now think it will be one of our strongest assets. 10-2 record incoming.
Hello.
That'd be great. I mean, I don't know.
I'll get you in the playoff.
I mean, home game.
Let's pump the brakes.
How about a little home game in Lincoln?
I mean, you just talked about that schedule, that defense.
What if that happens?
Come on.
I'm anyway. Tempering it. I'll just say get to 7 first.
Well, then your trip to Hawaii for basketball won't happen. Right?
I know.
What would our number be if they get the playoff and we're doing one of these shows?
The guys I work around at On3, they can't. I mean, our site is second in the company of On3, and they're like, God, if you guys actually won at Nebraska, I mean, it would be crazy how even bigger you're. I mean, they're amazed that this fan base here is so engaged, and it is amazing how
it is.
Engaged the fan base is at Nebraska.
Give Rule a lot of credit for that, by the way. He's a good salesman, and it seems very genuine. At the podium, he's a dream. I mean, he's just a dream. He gives you so much. But he does have some material right now. I appreciate that man saying he's excited. I'm pretty excited myself. I mean, they have some material. I'm not saying 10-2. I'm not going to do that. But they look like they're better, you know, measurably better.
All right. Final thoughts as we kind of wrap things up. Portal opens or stays open till Wednesday. I mean, what are you guys expecting? I mean, do you think we'll just get kind of the standard 3-4 random names, or do you think we're in for a surprise?
I think the variable you got to keep in mind is what Rule addressed, kind of put it out there that there's active tampering happening right now where players are showing them screenshots of other coaches calling saying, hey, you should go to the portal. We could use you. Like, so that's a different variable. It's not just about, are you happy here? Is someone else offering you something that Nebraska just can't give you?
And Rule called it a sad state.
Yes, it's a sad
state. I'm glad he did that. I don't want college football just to sit back and shrug its collective shoulders and say, this is okay. It's not okay. Now people say, Sip, it's been going on. It's been going on for years.
Nick Saban on the draft.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saban seemed to indicate that he was actively recruiting a player off Toledo's roster, a corner that was drafted in the first round. But anyway, you're right. You're right. So
that's just, you don't know. Yeah. I mean, there's probably some players you're like, wow, why would he ever want to leave Nebraska? And then some other school throws
all over the country,
ton of money at him and says, you can start and do all these things, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Quinshon Judkins leaves Ole Miss for Ohio State. Why? Doesn't make any sense. So, yeah, you could see one where we're going on Monday. This doesn't make any sense.
Here is the genius, though, of how Matt Rhule formatted spring football. Who are the guys that you're least worried about going into the portal? The veterans that are being well paid by NIL. So what do you do with those guys? Don't overplay them. What do you do? All the other people that are don't know where they stand, you just feed the hell out of them with playing time in the scrimmages.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty brilliant. Keep them happy.
I would call that brilliant,
Sean. And I mean, because you're not worried about Ben Scott or Bryce Benhart or Isaac Gifford going to the portal.
Nope.
But what could happen is if you give those playing reps to other guys, like now they're not thinking about the portal because they're getting reps. Yep. And they're playing. They feel a part of it.
Yeah, that's a good point. He does have a good plan, but it's not foolproof because nothing's foolproof in this day and age.
No.
You see too many instances, Rob sees it in basketball, where you're just like, what? Mm-hmm. Why is that guy leaving?
And so as good as your culture might be, as good as your NIL situation might be, like somebody can have the – right person get in their ear and completely change the situation. Yep. So you just don't know. So May 3rd, is that when the official closing date for the football portal
is? May 1st.
May 1st.
Wednesday.
Okay. Wednesday. That can't come soon enough.
No.
So, and having spring ball being later, I don't know. I think that helps Nebraska, you would think, because it's harder to tamper with guys when they're in the middle of practice.
Well, and like you said, they're not just practicing, like they're getting significant reps and playing huge roles in scrimmage and starting spring games and all these things that you can just bite them by until the deadline
hits. All right. One more super chat here. And this one really, when you think about what the state has experienced over the last 24 hours, Bad Bar Trucking, the tornado hit my farm this weekend and you guys made my week. Thank you very much. And you know,
it's nice of you to say.
I just think about honestly what's happened in the last 24 hours.
That's wild.
In our state. And you know, it's emotional. It happened so quickly, and we're still learning more and more every day about the damage that this storm caused. And you know, to see a comment like that, Bad Bar of Trucking, we appreciate your remarks and glad that we could at least bring a smile to you when obviously you're going through tragedy that none of us can even imagine right now. So thank you for your comments.
No. Well, yeah. And thanks for joining us.
Yeah. And that was one of my takes from the post game thing, is that just kind of what the spring game was. It did have a weird vibe, you know, just because we were literally less than 24 hours removed from one of the most devastating tornadoes to hit this area on record. And so people are like still trying to figure out their lives, and then all of a sudden there's a spring game. You're supposed to be this big celebration. So I thought they did a good job of just kind of, for one, making that be a temporary relief distraction, while also using it as an opportunity to launch their Nebraska Together campaign, where they're selling shirts at various places. You can look on Huskers.com for more details, but all the proceeds go to helping support people like Bad Bar Trucking that you know were directly impacted by this. So good opportunity to support that stuff and, you know, try to make the best of it.
Nothing can prepare you for what the state has gone through though the last day. I mean, like, you knew weather was coming, but nobody could have known it was going to be as it was.
No, you don't. And that tornadoes by nature are so unpredictable. Mm-hmm. They can just take a turn. I mean, there's no logic sometimes to it. So all of a sudden it took a turn, and now it's going towards a huge building. Now it's going towards a neighborhood, and then it misses this neighborhood for some reason. I don't know. You don't know why. So yeah,
it was nearly half a mile wide.
Yes, that is a a thing you don't want to see. Although, man, those people that chase them just freak me out that they just...
The footage they got of that thing was incredible.
The one that flew over the interstate.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked right like the movie Twister.
Yeah. And people just go right towards it. I'm going the other
way. Not me.
Well, it flipped a semi.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly, I mean, and then that was not the one in Omaha. The one in Elkhorn in Omaha was much worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bennington got it. Elkhorn got it. Waverly got it hard when you come back this
Northwest way. Lincoln by the airport, Garner Industries. So our thoughts and prayers out to everyone that's been affected by this storm, that's had family members affected by this storm. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate the kind words on the show tonight and hope that everybody, you know, is safe and getting through these problems. And I appreciate the support here of Husker Online. Guys, fun show.
Yeah.
Fun spring.
Yeah.
Another one in the books.
Yeah. This will carry into a little bit of May even probably. To
So what's next? What's on the delay? So when's camp season? When's camp season?
So recruiting, there's 4 weeks that Nebraska can go out and they have 10 coaches, right?
Yeah.
And so each coach can be out for 14 days if all 10 go out over the next 4 weeks. So essentially your coaches are going to be out 3 to 4 days a week over the next 4 weeks.
Yeah. Rule not mentioned it.
Not Matt Rule though. He can't go out.
Yeah. He mentioned it.
Head coaches. So it's a tightened window. Then it's a dead period window over the last week of May. And then camp season begins, official visit season begins. It will get here quickly. You know, the month of June.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In June we'll be busy.
Yeah. We'll be camp coverage and recruiting coverage. So yeah. And I am a huge fan of the late spring.
Of the late spring.
Like the late start to spring in a later spring game.
Late spring ball. Why?
I just like kind of marrying it all together. I don't like being done with spring ball on April 7th.
Yeah.
Especially now in the portal world.
And also with the weather.
Marrying it all together makes a lot of sense. You're right. The 11 a.m. kickoff today, I know you weren't a big fan.
No, I liked it, I guess.
But I think it went well. I think it made sense. I liked it. I was a little skeptical myself, Sean, but it was perfect.
Beautiful weather.
Yeah. Get it going.
So recruiting, portal, camps, no better place than Husker Online. And also Robin is still topping off the basketball coverage here with all the recruiting portal action. Mm-hmm. Abby Marmore will be out in Kearney covering the spring volleyball match.
When is that?
Next week.
Maybe I'll go out there with her.
You'll see our boy. I saw our boy Doug Duda. He was outside the office when I was coming in.
Doug Duda of the radio station.
Kearney.
Of Kearney, yes.
ESPN Superstation in Kearney.
Yeah.
But thank you again for joining us here on Husker Online Postgame Live. Go to Husker Online. Check out all our great coverage. Steve Sipple will have his final column on all of today's actions dropping at 6 a.m. Tomorrow morning. And we've got plenty of great game coverage stories and more analysis already posted on the site. Brian Munson will have all the recruiting coverage. That's huskeronline.com. Thanks for joining us here on Husker Online Postgame Live.